Hi, I'm Kat. I wanted to share a story with you from when I was younger and my dad used to do Sunday school. It was the run-up to Christmas, so we were looking at the nativity story, as you do. And I remember he asked us all a question. Why was Jesus visited first by the shepherds and the kings? Now, we all ummed and ahed about this for a while, and you could see on my dad's face he was determined not to tell us, as he wanted us to get there for ourselves. So much so that this went on for a couple of weeks. Then one Sunday morning, he asked us again, why was Jesus visited first by the shepherds and the kings? Someone shouted, because one was poor and one was rich. Well, you can imagine my dad's face. We had finally gotten there. Jesus had come for each and every one of us. These visits and the people God chose to share the good news with first demonstrated that no matter what social status, background, or however many mistakes we think we may have made, we are all loved and welcomed by him. As Romans 10:13 says, for anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This realization really stuck with me throughout the whole of my life. And one of the things I love about Jesus is that how he impacts our lives in different ways. He is a personal God who wants a relationship with us. And because it's personal, that relationship looks different for each and every one of us. So I thought the best way to help explain this was not just to hear from me, but to hear from some others.
I think for me, I find my relationship with Jesus really, really, really important. This is partly because I've been excluded before, as many other people have, and whether that's from a conversation or a friendship group or an event or even a church, I know that my being in the presence of Jesus, I am 100% included and I'm 100% welcome. I feel like because of my relationship with Jesus, I've been able to shape my ideas of my future. Although I don't quite know what that is, I know that I want to be an includer rather than an excluder. I know that I want to be able to include those that are usually pushed to the side. And I believe that this is because of my relationship with Jesus and the way he accepts me, for me to know how important that is for me and for others. So this is what it's like for me to be in a relationship with Jesus.
I was asked how God has impacted my life and my relationship I have with him. God impacted my life dramatically in 2012. They say one touch changes everything. In my journey, this is true. He literally blew me off my feet. Not only did he change the way I think, my actions, but my whole concept on life. In just that moment, to me, it felt like hours. It was just minutes. Not only did he change the way of living, but planted a seed inside me. I felt a sense of ability to sense things within people just by listening to his voice. At first, I was completely freaked out, and sometimes still am. Before River Camp, I classed myself as Christian, but only went to church at christenings, weddings, and funerals. I never read the Bible. I was hurting, grieving, not only for my stillborn twins, but also my husband that left me 2 months after the twins, leaving me with 2 young boys. I was completely lost. I would walk around with a stabbing pain in my side. His touch completely changed my life, and now I get to live my life as a proper Christian. He has given me the ability to see things he wants me to see. He talks to me through his voice in my heart. I always know when he's talking to me, as I get a funny feeling like warm butterflies in my stomach and my heart races. I've sensed things and I've felt things and prophesied that can only come from God. I try to listen to his word, but always feel scared that I might get it wrong. I always think, why me? There are better people out there, people that are more worthy. I think that's one of my insecurities. But I feel God must see something in me that I don't. I know there are loads more to learn and see, and it's like baby steps in trusting him. This year, I felt like most of it's been in a constant battle, and I'm stuck in this huge storm. I think it puts pressure on my relationship with God, but I know there He's always there, and I feel him at my side, helping me, watching me, just to stay on track. I feel he energises me when I have nothing left in my tank. By walking, listening to UCB, it seems to be the right words or song, and I know he's holding me up.
Hi, my name's Ian, and I've got a confession. I absolutely love Christmas. It's, for me, it's the best time of the year. It's so full of joy, so full of happiness, and I love this time of year where people just put their Christmas trees up and there's lights up and everything's full of light and decoration and there's an anticipation of joy. And I've got great memories of my childhood Christmases, including the cats climbing up the tree every morning, playing with the baubles and then pulling the tree down. And the tree would go up, and the tree would come down, the tree would go up, the tree would come down. So that was kind of fun as a kid. And Christmas always used to be, for me, about presents, getting presents, giving presents. And then there came a time where somebody actually gave me a Bible, and I actually began to read the Bible. And that book changed my life, because I found about the real meaning of Christmas was actually the birth of Jesus into this world, that God gave his son. And one of the verses in the Bible talks about Jesus being Emmanuel. And that name means God with us. And you know, for me now, Christmas is still about giving gifts, receiving gifts. It might even still be about cats pulling down trees and us having to put them back up again. But the real meaning for me, the one that has the deepest meaning, is God giving his son, bringing his son into the world to be Emmanuel, God with us. And that phrase, God with us, it just encourages me so much. It means that for me personally, that no matter what trials I might go through, no matter what struggles I might have, God has promised himself, I am with you. Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us, God with me, God with you. So whatever trials you're going through, whatever struggles, I want you to know there's somebody who cares. God is with you. He's alongside you in everything. Whether you feel it or understand it, it's a truth. God promises he will never let us go. He will never forsake us. He will always stand by us. And whatever problems and difficulties I might be facing, or you might be facing, there's one who cares, one who is alongside us, and one who promises to carry us through these problems. There's hope. So that's what Christmas means for me. Someone is with me. God is with me. He's by my side. And he promises that whatever struggles I'm going through, he'll bring me through it. I'm never alone. So be encouraged. Enjoy your Christmas.
Isn't it great how these people have different connections with Jesus? Lily talks about not wanting to exclude people, but instead follow the example of Jesus of including everybody, just as he demonstrated with the shepherds and the kings at his birth. And Ella wondering, why me? Surely there's somebody better. And I'm sure that the kings and the shepherds thought this. And I'm not sure about you, but I often think that I'm not good enough or perfect enough. But God wants connection with all of us, as any good father would with his children. As we touched on last week, you only have to look at the Bible and realise that it's full of imperfect people that love Jesus and want relationship with him. God doesn't want to force us into relationship. It's not how loving relationships work. Loving relationships work when both parties sacrifice for the other because of love. And as Ian said, this is the crux of the Christmas story. God sent his only son into the world as a baby to be given for us so that we could have this amazing relationship with him. All we have to do is ask him into our hearts.